This is Mark Anthony Brennan, also known as the Purveyors of Free Will, from Victoria, BC. But you are listening to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope with your marvelous hosts, Nicholas Cooper and Drew Jacy, right here on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
And check them out online at www.cfru.ca.
That was Haley Hendrix. Yes. Haley Hendrix, yeah. With her song Fish Eyes, live on KEXP, which we played on YouTube on Yeah, her YouTube channel, or on YouTube. And before the break, we had to grab some dog drive mantis in there to anticipate when they will eventually come here live on SMK.
Yeah, they were supposed to come today, but the snow.
Yeah, so we heard Chef King followed by Florist off of their debut album, How Did We Get Here? Released about a little over a year now. And especially that first, the first piece there, Chef King, was one of their experimental works, I guess. And also, it's interesting. Also, the drummer, Neil, he played didgeridoo in that.
Yeah, that was super cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, I don't think you mentioned, I'm just kind of setting up here, but did you mention that Haley Heindrichs played Hillside?
I did last time. Because you had recommended or had wanted me to play a piece during your absence last time.
Yeah, I just found her like last week or the week before. I was blown away. She's terrific.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, so as I guess you kind of heard there, I guess in place of DDM today, Drew had thought up the idea to have his acoustic bass bring it in and play a few tunes for us.
Yeah, I thought I'd put myself on the spot.
But no pressure? Mm-hmm. Any pressure? Do you want pressure?
A little bit. There's always pressure. Always. And considering I just started singing and playing more.
Like, yeah, just recently.
Yeah. It's taken me a while to be okay with my voice enough to present it and my lyrics nonetheless. But,
Yeah, there. No judgment by me. And hopefully good centuries will forgive you if you have a few slip-ups.
Yeah.
No, you just got to own them.
Yeah, exactly. And, imperfection is a more honest music anyway, so.
Well, there we go. We have a few notes there. Yeah, this is exciting. Just like how you first came onto the show when you demonstrated your electric bass to us.
Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. I'm feeling more relaxed this time because this is like a third home to me now, so.
Yeah.
Plus, I know you better, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some practice.
Were you scared of me?
No, not quite. It was my first time on radio.
Yeah, of course.
And it was my first time playing, let alone speaking on radio, so that was kind of nerve-wracking, but, it's all good now.
Yeah, nice. So I believe we are all set up.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. Let's get into it. I think we're playing two. You're going to be playing two pieces for us?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm thinking of playing this first one is going to be original. It's called Bittersweet Part 2. Because the first part was just like a little prelude on my recent EP release on SoundCloud called There It Was, Where It Goes. It was kind of just hinting at this song, but I've been working on this a little more, and I think it's ready, so.
Nice.
Bittersweet Part 2, and then thinking of doing a cover for the second one.
Yeah, great. Yeah, it'll be a debut here, actually, on radio.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Let's jump in it. Here's Drew JC, SMK's own, with Bittersweet Part 2. Thank you.
discover. All of the holes in the wall. Colorful tapestries, and no one needs to know except for you and me. No, I cannot just forget about what has happened here, though I wish that I could say that it was all just some big old bad dream. Oh, isn't it tough moving on with a whole bottle's worth of Shiraz still staining the kitchen floor? Oh, richly intended for. You and I that night, but upon discovering the source of a most suspicious stench, I found the old linoleum to be more stable and trustworthy than you. Just please sweep all the uglies under the rug, please, and move in forward. Work harder at picking up our naked feet. And for the last 2 weeks, oh, I've been stuck in this kitchen, just sitting at this table and staring at the bottle that you picked up and placed near the sink. The sink, the sink, ooh, the sink. It may just be time for me to catch the next 6-hour bus ride home from Maisonneuve.
Okay.
That was incredible.
Thanks, Nick.
You sure you haven't been singing that long?
I've been singing along with stuff for a while, but it's a big old brain fart when you're trying to do it yourself for the first time, like use your own voice and not just parrot, you know, mimic others.
Yeah, no, that worked. That worked really well.
I'm glad you liked it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, those...
So that was Bittersweet Part 2.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thinking of another subtitle when I finally release it, but, you know, screw it. For now, it's just Bittersweet Part 2. But, yeah. Yeah, so...
So you want to do that cover that we...
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I'm sure some of you may know Primus.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't. That doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah.
No, we haven't. Like, I've only gotten to know them through the Desaturating 7 album. But, yeah, we should play more of their tracks. Like, I guess we're going to be listening to one right now,
In
matter of fact.
Because we're kind of winging it for this last hour, aren't we? Like,
sort of, yeah.
Sort of, yeah. Maybe we can play like an actual original from them, like back to back or something. But this is one of Les Claypool's like least favorite songs off of one, probably his least favorite album, as far as I know. But he plays it on an upright, so I kind of like playing it on an acoustic, but I kind of put a bit of a twist on it. Mm. I play it a little faster, and I do like less sing-speaky than he does, but or at least I try.
I hope you don't get into a bad light with him, with you playing this, his least favorite song.
You're my hero, Les. Don't you worry. on the off chance that you're listening.
Yeah, so what is this Primus song that you will be playing for us?
It's off of their 1997 album called Brown Album. Really cool album. Kind of a one-off. But this song's called Over the Falls. It's also got a really cool music video you can watch. But yeah, Over the Falls.
His lip beaded with sweat as they strapped him in, as he stood by and waited to be called. The talk was of times gone by, and the quantity and quality of women that lied to them. His eyes welled with wet and his mouth had gone dry as he stood by and waited to be called. He stood by and waited to be called. He stood by and waited like the others before for his turn to go over the falls. Persistence is surely a sin as he stood by and waited to be called. He looked to the lightning with glee and admired his vessel for its symmetry, feeling 12 units shy of a bachelor's degree. As he stood by and waited to be called, he stood by and waited to be called. He stood by and waited like the others before for his turn to go over the falls.
Wonderful. Simply wonderful.
Thanks.
Yeah, I can hear that how that can be an upright bass piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've ever seen you do like the yelling vocals before.
I'm still working on not straining my voice. I kind of choked a couple of times, low key, but I think I recovered. I was okay. But it's, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta, that's a lot of training for vocals, especially if you want to do that kind of extraneous stuff like that.
I've actually been speaking to a couple of singers that I admire in town, one of them being Annie Sumi, Guelph's very own.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I've heard, she doesn't holler and shout like that. I mean, she shouts and she can belt it out, but I've been awaiting some vocal lessons from her because I know she's got a great voice and she's been trained by some very skilled people, like, you know, Tanis Slimin. Don't know who else, but I know Tanis. Tanis is great too. But yeah. So that was nice. That was kind of liberating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hooting and hollering.
In the station, no one's here, being able to do that. Yeah, so no, yeah, that was amazing. Amazing, Drew.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, so we heard Bittersweet Part 2, a Drew JC original, and what was the Primus one again?
Over the Falls.
Over the Falls,
mm-hmm,
by Primus.
And Bittersweet Part 2 will be released on my upcoming EP. I guess it's going to be another body of work I'm shooting to release for later this year, probably late in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you've told me.
Yeah. So I was going to keep it a secret, but I'm terrible at keeping secrets. So
it'll all be between us and with the good centuries.
Mm-hmm. Well, now there's more pressure to actually follow through with
it. Yeah. Yeah. So request Drew JC's next release for playing on the SMK later on.
And you can actually, if you want to see clips, see clips of me playing. There's some clips of me singing, I think, buried in there, but I've got the Instagram going, drew.jc, or at drew.jc.
Mm-hmm.
And, or rather just at drew.jc, sorry, thinking of my email. And then the Facebook page,
which you've just recently resurrected.
Yeah, it was sitting there unpublished for a while, and I was wondering what was wrong with it, but Nick was like, oh, is it published? And I checked, and I'm like, oh, no, it is not.
Well, darn.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, just.
Yeah, so now you can, Drew is now online. Ah.
I think it's bicentennial man. future boy.
Mm-hmm. Futuristic man. Yeah, so that was Drew. Okay. I think now, to let Drew relax a bit, something that actually is a good run into now is one of my own relatives. It's my uncle Brent Cooper. He is a guitarist as well. Where is it? I had it with me. No, he's part of a duo, like a folk blues duo called Ablett and Cooper, and they do folk and blues music. They just recently released a new album of blues covers and originals called Got the Blues, released just a few months ago. My uncle Brent actually gave me a very special copy of that album, a custom made box which has the album on a custom made guitar shaped USB key. That's pretty incredible. And so, you know, I promised that I would play some of our music off that album. So So here we're going to be listening to Ablett and Cooper off Got the Blues. Here is Church Street Blues.
Wish I was back on the farm in my feathered bed. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose them thin dime hard times. Hell on Church Street Blues. I found myself a picker friend. I read yesterday's news, folded up page 21, and I stuck it in my shoe. Gave a nickel to the poor, a good turn for the day. Folded up my old billfold, and I threw it far away. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose them thin dime hard times, hell on Church Street Blues. And I got myself chair to see if I could lose them thin dime hard times, hell on Church Street Blues. I wish I had some guitar strings, the old black diamond brand. String up this old Martin box and go and join some band. But I guess I'm gonna stay right here and pick and sing a while. Try to make me a little change and give them folks a smile. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose them thin dime hard times, hell on Church Street Blues. And I got myself a rocking chair, see if I could lose them thin dime hard times, hell on Church Street Blues. Hell on Church Street Blues. Hell on Church Street Blues. Hell on Church Street
This is Jamie of Atlas Empire from sunny Scotland, and you're listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvellous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and throughout the web at cfru.ca.
Thank you.
That was Les Claypool with his early Primus lineup known as Sausage with their song Riddles Are Abound Tonight.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Right?
Especially if you see the music video of it.
Yeah.
It's really theatrical, yeah, I should say.
A lot of planning. Well, actually, I don't think a lot of planning went into that set and their costumes, but because Les usually came up with like weird stuff and just kind of went with it and didn't think too much about it, but yeah, it's still like pretty elaborate, you know, like,
and obscure as well, like, yeah, different, like there was like I would say Baroque classical era dress up, and then there's like disco.
It involved angler fish and a tower of scaffolding in an old cathedral, and
yeah,
it's
all random.
It's really weird. And of course the funky bass stylings of Les Claypool, and I believe that was Jay Lane on drums, and I can't remember for the life of me who his guitar player was at the time. I'm a terrible Primus fan.
Oh, no, not a diehard. Confirmed.
Confirmed. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, you can find that that music video on YouTube, or you know, you can always buy some.
I think it was on Les Claypool's own YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you can always go to Primus.com or LesClaypool.com and buy the merch. They've got tons of wicked merch. Les Claypool, as we've mentioned and we've played a few times before on the show, is doing something with Sean Lennon and Yoko Ono's son.
Mm.
And it's called the Claypool Lennon Delirium.
Oh, okay, that's definitely, we have to play that off that new album. I think it's South of Reality.
Mm-hmm.
It just released last week, I think, the album.
Amazing.
Yeah, so next time we'll get to Claypool Lennon. I think an appropriate song for today, with the weather being so disastrous. I was, before coming in today, knowing that we had to kind of think up a set list, I went through my vinyl and picked out Anathema, because a perfect choice today would be their song A Natural Disaster off of their 2003 album, A Natural Disaster, the album before they went on their album, studio album hiatus, until the 2010s. And it can both be for the weather, as in today, or it talks about, I guess, relationships in general. And I like this song as well. Features the studio album. Sorry, the studio version features lots of Lee Douglas. But when they play live, it's between Lee and... oh, no. I'm not an Anathema fan.
Confirmed. Confirmed.
It's one of the... Oh, gee. I'm going to embarrass myself. Okay. Here is Anathema with A Natural Disaster, played right on vinyl. Thank you. So that was Robin Cherry, a Guelph local electronic music artist who I had the pleasure of meeting this past Tuesday. Yes, I was in Guelph on Tuesday, last Tuesday, and ran into him at the Common, and he, yeah.
He's local, eh? I didn't realize he was local.
Yeah.
That was very cool. That's a cool album cover, too.
I definitely, yeah. So he gave me a free copy of his new release called Rust. Just released, I guess, within the last week, I believe, because I did notice that we it's added to the CFRU, a new release library. We heard the opener to that album, A Departure, which has influences of like ambient electronic, and I could hear, like he mentioned it himself, it sounds very much high influence on Vangelis. And the whole album is pretty good as well. Definitely be able to play more in the future, hopefully.
I would enjoy that thoroughly.
Mm-hmm. I guess now we are nearing our time here today on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Well, thank you, Drew, for playing for us.
It was my pleasure.
For serenading us.
It was my pleasure. Just fill in some time.
Yeah, definitely.
Too bad we couldn't get Dog Drive in here, but... Dog Drive Mantis, that is. Not good to shorten the band name just to be cool, but we'll have them in soon enough.
Yeah, I'll work on that with them because I will definitely, well, being a jazz fusion band as well as from my home city of Mississauga, I would definitely love to have them in.
Mm-hmm. They're actually playing, forgot to mention.
Oh, yes, you can do that.
March 1st, they're playing at Silence. Alongside with Slacker Justice and Toronto's very own Favors. It'll be like regular showtime at Silence March 1st. Doors are at 7:30. Show starts at 8. Admission is $10. It's a Pipe Down Presents show. But yeah. You
can physically accessible venue.
Yes, quite physically accessible. Everything is ground level. So.
And definitely from experience, having seen them live, it is Dog Drive Mantis is a force to be reckoned with, and you'll enjoy yourselves in their type of math rock, jazz rock textures. And especially Derek Serbin, alto sax, as well as clarinet and iwi, electronic wind instrument.
That thing is so cool.
Yes, they'll definitely be a good... Sighting the Sea here on the SMK. And we'll have, I've actually wanted to plan out a little segment where me and Derek talk about woodwind instruments and exclude everyone else.
You guys go for a walk or get a coffee or something.
Oh, no. we're going to do it on the show, and you guys have to wait. All you string and drum wielding people.
Take a seat, take some notes.
Mm-hmm. Drew, do you have a suggestion for our last track? Because I have one, I believe we can, or one or two we can fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to listen to Twilight Fields' Animal Rights song?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I've been holding on to this for Drew to listen to live. Mm. Twilight Fields, which is Alistair Thompson from North Bay, Ontario, released a new political, social album called Songs from the Age of Ruin just a month ago. One of the songs is called The Animals Song, which is Twilight Fields' animal rights song. And
I'm into that. I'm into it.
Yeah, definitely. I knew you would like that. So we'll finish off with The Animals Song by Twilight Fields. This has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca.
Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program.
I'm Nicholas Cooper.
And I am Drew Jacy.
Until next we behold, prog on.
And look inward and beyond.
I was born on the streets of this old city. In a dark alley I came to be. In the dust and the dirt of the human world. Hiding and running away in fear. I scratched out a life in the gloom and the trash, eating the scraps that I could find, dodging their spit and their kicks and their curses, living in fear of their cruel kind. One day I was taken from the street in a trap, caged up and stolen with others away, to a place of light so bright and so cold. It was there I would spend my short life. So come all of you that know no evil, listen now please to our cries. Save us from torture, anguish and pain. Make us all whole again. The others around me crippled and maimed, reduced to mere shells of their being, used and abused for the human purpose. Not pets, not friends, only victims. They came in their white coats and took me out to a room full of sharp tools and a foul smell. They burned me and cut me as I cried out. For hours I whimpered, then I died. So come all of you that are not evil. Listen now, please, to our cries. Save us from torture, anguish, and pain. Make us all whole again. No one will mourn me, for I was nothing. My long, painful death, already forgotten, used by the cruel ones that stand so tall, so that they could feel safe. That was why I died. So come all of you that know no evil. Listen now, please, to our cries. Save us from torture, anguish, and pain. Make us all whole again. Make us all whole again. Make us all whole.